Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Monday, May 2nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Two Americans are arrested for promoting Christianity in Malaysia. Dalit dignity could help evangelism in India, and the tabernacle is on the move. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in Malaysia, where two Americans are in custody without charges for handing out Christian literature. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner says one of the men, Rick Rupert, is a fellow worker.
He had some Gospels of Luke with him, and he had the Passion of Christ film. But from my understanding, when he was arrested, he had not been distributing any of these. A local imam from the mosque had called the police, I guess being upset about his activities. Allegedly, he was disturbing the public tranquility of Malaysia by sharing the gospel.
The Chinese say it's not against the law to proselytize, but Turner says the ethnic Islam Malay don't share those feelings. In fact, the arrests are a message.
We do not want the gospel coming to the Malay here in Malaysia. What we have here is a law that absolutely contradicts the word of God, and they're willing to obviously enforce that by putting a man in prison who actually had not even committed any type of crime.
Please pray. Their next court date is May 9th. SWI has a fund to assist Rupert and others. Go to our website for details. Next, discussions between Hope Givers International's Samuel Thomas and Indian civil rights leader Sajan George could ultimately see Dalits turn to Christ. They want to establish a Karnataka Dalit Center and a Christian Institute of Medical Sciences. Thomas says while the counseling center is exciting, even more so is the medical college.
Where Dalits or any other Christian person who is qualified will be given a Christian education plus medical information that they can go out and become Christian medical missionaries into one of the 600,000 villages in India that has never heard of Christ.
Dalits have given up Hinduism. It enslaved them for centuries. Thomas says George's ties to Dalit civil rights is important in this effort.
They know the name Sajan George. He not only promises them school and a clinic for your children, but also tells them up front that it is done because of the love of Christ. This is a breakthrough for Christian ministries in India.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that a Hindu mob opposed to a church being built in India burned down the building that was under construction. At least 4 Christians were injured in the attack. 3 people have since been arrested. And damages to the property have been estimated at more than $10,000. Opposition to the work of the church in India has been increasing in recent months. That's especially true as militant Hindu groups push for anti-conversion legislation.
We're picking up. The cloud has moved to Brighton, Indiana.
That's Bob Bland with Teen Missions International. And, like the Israelites of the Old Testament, he says they're on the move with the tabernacle. Teen Missions personnel spent 3 years researching and putting the exhibit together.
We spent 3 years building the Old Testament tabernacle, a life-size replica. Goat skins, all 2,700 square feet, came from Africa. The ram skins, dyed red, came from New Zealand. Linen came from Czechoslovakia.
But it's more than a tourist attraction. Bland says it's a pictorial study of the gospel in hands-on form.
Christ was portrayed in the tabernacle 1,000 years before Christ came. It encourages people's faith to really see what they've studied about.
The tabernacle will be ready to show from May 15th through the end of October in Brighton, Indiana, a few miles south of the Michigan-Indiana state line. Go to our website for details. And AMG International's evangelism ministry is a two-sided coin. The first side is reaching out through newspaper evangelism, and the other side is discipleship through Bible correspondence courses. Most begin the course as unbelievers. Some belong to devout religious sects, but through their curiosity, they learn more about Christianity and come to accept Christ as their Savior. In Guatemala, roughly 5,000 students are taking Bible correspondent courses with AMG workers. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool that'll provide answers about why God's own Son was sent to the cross in a way that seekers will understand. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it online at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.